Yeah, you know, I take it a day at a time. It's hard when I'm, like, really self-critical of myself to kind of see how far I progress at times. Just because I think there's always something to progress on. Like, yesterday or the day before, there might be things I do good, but I also think there's always things I need to improve on. And going against the guys I go against is always going to be a great help because I go against probably JK or Kinlaw every day. And that's a guy that's going, you know, he's going to get you, but you're going to get him back. Like, it's always a battle every day. And, you know, I just take it day by day. So being able to kind of like hear, okay, this is where you're at, work on these things. This is where you're at. These are things you improved on. Can be very good. But, I mean, just staying very self-critical and thinking about working on things day by day.
Is that something that you're coming up with what you want to work on, or in a meeting room or in a meeting with a coach after practice, are they saying, hey, let's tighten this up? Like, how do you know what to work?
Obviously, coach has pointed, like, OG, he does a good job, like, helping me out. But there's, like, the whole offseason things that I want to work on personally. And it might not be technique things. Like, a lot of the focuses were on pad level and running off the ball, being stable in that position. So those are kind of my pointers. And then every day I just see little things. Like, coach might say, like, oh, your feet. But I'm thinking also about, like, hand placement, marrying those things together, just kind of little tweaks, maybe my body position, my balance, my eyes. So those are kind of little things that I work on top of what he's telling me. Because, I mean, there's only so many practices you get, you know what I mean? So you have to fit as much in as you can. So every rep I take something else to focus on, and at some point everything's just going to marry together.
Commanders lineman Brandon Coleman, you mentioned being hypercritical of yourself. How did you feel about your season last year?
I mean, it started off, it wasn't the start that I wanted, for sure. Like, with the injury coming in training camp, obviously I just had to kind of roll into the season. So that preseason is what I missed out on, which would have been, like, just great to be able to get a feel for everything. I mean, it is what it is. So sharing reps with Big Luke, you know, it makes it hard to get a feel on things. I mean, he felt the same way. Like, as a lineman, it's hard to get a feel on the game if you sub every series or you take one and take two series off, you know what I mean? So kind of once I got to week 8, week 9, when I took the job, it felt a lot more comfortable being able to be out there, kind of go through a flow of the game, see how players play, the rotations, how they play differently. It made me a lot more comfortable out there, but also took the game kind of and slowed it down. And that was what I see in camp. Like, last year was just very quick in terms of, like, oh, I got to go here, got to go here, a lot of thinking.
Right.
But now I kind of have the playbook down. I know the system. On top of that, I can just work on my things, you know what I mean? I don't think about a million different things. I know what to look at, and I just work on my own game.
You played at a level last year that I think nobody would have been surprised if they just went into the season and you were still the starting tackle. But they go out and draft Josh Connerly. Did they tell you they were doing that, or did you find out when the rest of us did? And did you view it as any kind of slight, or did you always feel like, whether it's guard or tackle, it doesn't really matter to me. I'm going to be a long-term answer here.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think they had a responsibility to tell me. Like, it's a business, you know what I mean? And I told them from the get-go, like, when I got drafted, whatever y'all need me to play, I can. If I was told them, if you want me a center, I might need a season. But, like, guard, tackle, it don't matter what size. So I found out just as y'all did in the draft. Obviously, I was, like, surprised. But I was also excited. Like, it's a new guy in the group, hella talented, like, humble guy, came in and very professional. I mean, they called me, like, I think that next day and told me, like, hey, we're moving you to left guard. Want to let you know. And, like, that's why I appreciate it, because I was one of the first guys they called, because that way I can model my whole offseason off of, like, what I need to work on.
Who called you?
It was DQ and AP. Same thing when they got Tunzel. You know, when we got left tackle, they called me, like, right after they got him. I was the first guy they called and said, hey, we're moving you over to right, just so I can work on my things. And, you know, that's why
so
I appreciate
it. You got two calls.
That's right.
We're moving you to right tackle. Hey, right. We're actually moving you to left guard.
Yeah.
They had you on speed dial.
But, you know, that's the way the world works. And at the end of the day, it's going to make our room better. Like, both of those guys are great guys on the field, but also those guys, like, just men. And I'm just excited to be able to be on the field and share that field with them.
Lastly, just going inside the guard, how does that suit your skills in a way where you think maybe you can make a leap? I think about Cosme. You know, not that he couldn't have cut it at tackle, but he became a really good guard right
for
away.
Sure, yeah.
Like, do you see that in any way, like, in yourself?
I mean, that's what I strive to have. I strive to have a good year and, you know, be like one of the cornerstone guards for this offensive line. And like I said, I'm just working every day to become that guy for this team. But it's been good. You know, I have a lot of length I'm able to use inside. Like, arms are a lot longer than you kind of see inside. So being able to marry that, you know, with, like, quick feet and just adjusting my game to the inside is going to be, you know, exciting to see where I can get to. I'm just excited to be able to share the field with the guys again week one.
Commanders left guard Brandon Coleman. What about in your life off the field? Are you more settled now? I'd imagine you've got a place you're not still moving into like you were a year ago.
Yeah.
You got your spots you like to go to. Like, how different is life right now?
It's cool. Like you said, I got a spot last year straight out of OTAs before we kind of went on the break. And we just got a dog. You know, I got a wedding coming up in April. So we're preparing for that. And, you know, everything's kind of just settled. Like, I have everything kind of on the plan. I don't have a million thoughts everywhere. Now I can kind of just focus on ball, and I'm grateful and thankful to have my fiance Emily next to me, who, you know, she might think the fall camp schedule might be a little tough at times because I'm not home as much, but she understands. You know, she's been with it through me for 6 years in college.
Did you know her in high school or meet in college?
We met in college, my sophomore year, so she's been with me through it all till now, and she's just very supportive with everything that I do.
Do you have any specifics on the wedding? Like, when I got married, I told my wife, whatever you want, I got a couple things I really need. Like, yeah. Do you have anything like that where you go, hey, let's make sure we do this?
Not really. I mean, we get married in Houston. My family's obviously like from the Dallas area, and then the German family flying in, her family's from Houston. So I told her the food got to be good, DJ got to be straight, and everything else is up to her. You know what
Live
I mean?
Band or DJ?
DJ, for sure, to get kind of everybody's music taste going. But, yeah, we're just excited to be able to get to that moment, and we're planning and getting things done right now.
Congrats.
Appreciate it.